This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, just a quick recap, the markets continued their momentum, so they gained for the third straight session to close nearly at one-month highs. We had firm global cues which supported the market and hopes of a less hawkish Fed aiding overall sentiment. The big surprise was that the FII's net bought for the first time since around the 28th of April, so they net bought around 500 crores in the cash market. This was supported by the domestic institutions also net buying, so they net bought around 1500 crores plus in the cash market. But remember that US was closed for trade, so let's see whether or not this FII momentum or buy figure sustains in the trading sessions going forward. European markets closed higher as China has decided to relax COVID-19 restrictions. Asia is largely mixed. China manufacturing PMI, however, came in a little better than expectations at 49.6 versus estimates of 49. SGX is indicating a bit of a soft start. Result reactions, Sun, Aurobindo, Walkhart, Dish TV, to name a few. But remember, earnings season is now over, so the focus is shifting to other cues such as global as well as macros. On the macro front, we have Q4 FY22 plus FY22 GDP data, which will be out post-markets. FY22 GDP is estimated at 8.7%. Q4 FY22 GDP is estimated at 4.1%. Also, auto sales, PMI for May, core sector for April, all of this macro data will be out in the next couple of days. And following that, the RBI policy. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Patra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.